Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey there, podcast world. We're going to find a better opening line, but anywho, it is finally fall, and fall is a really great time to re-examine your routines, your habits, your wellness, fitness, whatever it may be, so we can really kick off January with a strong start and not try to do all these new habits and routines from cold turkey. So today's episode is going to be about the two apps that have drastically changed my life this year, and they perfectly tie into this theme of looking at routine and, you know, creating, you know, good, healthy habits for yourself. Before I get into what those two apps are, though, I kind of just want to like noodle on this idea for a little bit longer because I really love the fall. I know that's such a basic B thing to say, but I realized recently that I think my favorite seasons are spring and fall, because they both kind of usher in change. They're about transition. They're about new beginnings or new endings. And I really just love this idea of being in a transitional phase, and how that can, what is happening in nature, how that can reflect into our own personal lives. I also think with fall too, because, you know, we have been in the school, you know, we were in the school system for the majority of our lives from, you know, 5 to, gosh, like 22. I really, you know, I always think about back to school, and I always think about the excitement of a fresh start, a new beginning. Even if fall is in with the season, it's kind of like the ending, right? But because of school and how integrated that is into our culture, I always still see fall as like a fresh start, especially when it comes to productivity. I always loved, like, I couldn't explain it for a long time, like that feeling of why back to school shopping was so exciting. And I think for me, it was like that excitement of like, how am I going to change this year? How am I going to be different? How am I going to grow this year? And I really always felt that with back to school shopping. It was like, is this going to be the pen that's going to make me, get me an A+? Is this going to be the outfit that's going to change my social status or whatever? So I really, really love the fall and just transition in general. And like this year, obviously I'm not in school, or maybe that's not obvious, but I'm not in school. And so this year, my kind of back to school shopping was I revamped my desk. We had a move at work, so we changed desks. And so I bought all this new stuff. I set it up in a really great way. And it really has like improved how I feel about like in-office work. And, you know, just having a nice space to do work in is always such a good feeling. But anywho, back to this idea of fall and transition and, you know, planting the seeds for the new year, right? So they talk about it takes like 17 days to be able to build a new habit. And so I think it's really important for this season to not just get lost in the sauce of holidays, which, side note, I do think it's so amazing how every month for the rest of the year has a holiday, at least one holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. I think that's so exciting because no matter what, there's always going to be something to look forward to. And I do feel like the rest of the year really just has this tendency to just absolutely fly by. And before you know it, it's already January. So that's why it's really important to start working on these habits now. Starting small, starting with, you know, just doing that action and slowly building up to this larger routine. If you've read Atomic Habits, then you're well aware of habit stacking. You're also well aware of, you know, just getting 1% better each day. I will kind of talk about habit stacking and kind of how I integrate habit stacking into my life, because it is a really great tool and resource. So one way I habit stack is while I'm washing my face in the morning, I will say my affirmations in the mirror. So it's like, this automatically triggers that thought of like, oh, let me do two things at one time. So I do really love and enjoy habit stacking. But let's just get into my favorite apps, or the apps that drastically changed my life this year. And I'll give a little bit of background and context on why they were so important to me this year and kind of like my journey and my story this year. So I am planning to do a much longer, much more in-depth podcast episode about this, but I went through some really bad panic episodes in May of 2023 that unfortunately, like, the memory and the thought of it still kind of lingers with me now. I've been able to manage and handle it a lot better now, but you know, there was a point in May of 2023 where I was afraid to leave my house. I was having panic attacks essentially every single night while I tried to go to bed. Like, it was really bad. I even had to take, like, not a ton of time off work, but I did have to take some time off work. I was, like, leaving work early because I would, like, think I would be okay, and I would come to the office and I would, like, have a panic episode. And it was not great. And so there's been a lot of work that I've done to kind of overcome, you know, that and what had happened. But earlier this year, so in February of 2024, you know, I was getting to this point. Like, January was a really hard month for me. I was still finding myself in these same old patterns. I was still finding myself living in fear. And even though I would have, like, these weird moments where, like, I was okay, like, literally for New Year's, I went to Dubai. Like, you know, I wasn't, like, a complete hermit crab. Like, I was still traveling and doing things, like, but I was still so afraid. And when I had those moments of being alone in my apartment with just me and my thoughts, like, that's kind of when the panic would kick in again, where I would just kind of overthink and, like, spiral and just make myself really uncomfortable. And so when January was around and I was, like, still dealing with all this stuff and still feeling this way, I just was, like, got real with myself and I was like, okay, how on earth are we going to change this? And so I started researching yoga retreats, you know, silent meditation retreats, because I was like, I need just, like, a complete mental reset. And so, long story short, I ended up going to a yoga retreat just for a weekend, literally, like, Friday night to Sunday night. And I turned my phone off, so I went completely off the grid for that entire weekend. And it was, I remember, and that was my own choice. I remember I told my mom that, and she was like, she took a pause on the phone, and she was like, did they ask you to do that? And I was like, no, like, this was me. So anyway, I went off the grid for this weekend, and I learned a lot of really great stuff around, you know, a lot of, like, things, because I did go to therapy for a bit, a lot of similar things to therapy, right? Like cognitive behavioral therapy, right? So, you know, a lot of that was kind of centered around some of those principles. So if you're familiar with CBT, then you know, a lot of the stuff that we talked about in the yoga retreat was around that. And the yoga retreat was also focused around stress and dealing with stress. And so that's why I really wanted to attend this specific place, because I wanted to learn how to kind of deal with that, the stress that I was having because of my own fears and anxieties. And the yoga retreat also served as a really great way to reconnect with my body, because it was like the fear of my body. Like, I was so afraid to just, like, be in tune with my body. I was just overthinking every little thing, right? And so, anywho, after that yoga retreat, I realized the steps that I needed to take. And so I remember telling my friends after I left that the journey will be long, but the path is now clear. And that perspective really made it clear to me about what habits I needed to take on and what I needed to do to help my mental health. And so the habits that I was able to create, a lot of them do come from that yoga retreat. We were waking up every morning at 6 in the morning to do a silent meditation for, like, literally, like, I think, like, an hour and a half. Obviously we were doing yoga every day, multiple times a day. Or, you know, this is like a traditional kind of Hindu yoga spot. So pranayama and asanas. So pranayama being breathing exercises And then asanas being what you might call like yoga poses. And so that very long-winded story brings me to the number one app that for sure changed my life this year. It's called Tangerine, and it is a habit tracker. And I absolutely adore this app. And so I'll kind of talk about my habits. So, and again, the yoga story was just kind of to talk about like where this inspiration came from to really be on top of habit tracking. So in the morning, my habits that I set up, and I prioritize this above all else. So pranayama and asanas, which I just explained as the breathing exercises and yoga poses, I try to do at least like 3 asanas, 7 morning affirmations in the mirror. So these for me are centered around physical and mental health, and then meditation and writing 5 gratitudes. And I think the key with habit tracking is just do it even if you don't feel it. Like when I was starting out on this journey, you know, obviously I wasn't really feeling the affirmations, but then there's some days now where I'm like, oh, I'm feeling it. Like I am like, yes, this is true. This is me. Same with the yoga, like I was still doing this while I was traveling, and like, I'm gonna be honest, like I didn't have a perfect streak all year long. The one that I have had a perfect streak on where I actually did it every day so far this year is the meditation. But for some of the yoga poses while I was traveling, like I didn't bring my yoga mat while I was traveling. So I was literally just like hitting a quick like Warrior 2, Warrior 1, wherever I could, you know, just doing like all standing poses and just like really modifying. And even the meditations I was doing when I first started on this journey, I was committed to doing like 30 minute meditations every day. And that felt really good because those meditations, like for me, I really feel like I was getting to that place, if that makes sense. Like I was really getting into what you would call kind of like that meditation zone. But while I was traveling, I was doing like 5 minute meditations where it was really just like taking that time to myself, you know, really honing in on my body and my mental health. So no matter what, I was doing my meditations, even if it was a quick one or if it was like a longer one where I was really feeling like I was getting into that zone. And that brings me to another point around, you know, with these habits, do them even if you don't feel them. Like if you're not getting to that meditation zone, if you don't believe in the affirmations that you're saying to yourself, if you're, you know, not really feeling the stretch on your yoga, you're still doing it. You're still doing the habit and you're getting that habit in place. And so now for me, it's like, it's just automatic. Like I wake up, I do my affirmations in the mirror when I like brush my teeth, wash my face, then I go meditate, then I go do my yoga. And then I also have my 5 gratitudes. So I'll like write those at some point in the morning as well. And so I absolutely love this habit tracker. So again, the name of this app is Tangerine. Tangerine, it looks like a little tangerine. The app icon looks like a little tangerine. And for real, this app, it saved my life, just being able to track those habits. And why the habit tracking is so great too is it's gamifying what you need to get done, right? Like it's giving your brain that little serotonin boost when you hit that check mark and you see like your streak count go up. Like I absolutely love and adore that feeling. And then just to talk about some of the app features. So one thing I really love about this app is that you can organize your habits not only by time of day, so morning, afternoon, or evening, or any time of day, but you can also track your habits by if you only want to do it like 3 times a week or something like that. So let's say you have a habit where it's like you want to exercise, but you don't want to do it every day. You just want to start with 3 times a week. You can do it that as well, which I think is really cool. So I don't know. I just think that's really cool that you can track that habit that way as well. Because like when you check one off, it'll be like 2 more left for this week or something like that. And then as I mentioned, so one of my other my habits that I have in this app is write 5 gratitudes. So that brings me to the second app that saved my life this year. It is called Gratitude Jar. The app icon looks like a little jar with a star inside of it. And I love this app because it is so simple. You literally just type in your little gratitudes. But my favorite feature of this app is that it stores all of your gratitudes in this jar. And so I can shake, I'm going to do it. I'm going to shake my phone and see what pops up. So September 3rd, 2024, being safe. That was my gratitude. I don't know what that was about, but I'm going to shake it again, see what else we get. Ooh, this is a good one. June 2nd, 2024. Possibility. Yes. Grateful for possibility. Grateful for all the good things that are yet to be. And so this app is really fun too. And again, even with gratitudes, like sometimes you can just sit there and just like rattle off the gratitudes that like you don't really feel. Like you're just like, yeah, okay, I'm grateful for my bed. Like, but it's again, it's all about like getting into the habit and like building the muscle of whatever it is you're trying to achieve. And I talk more in depth about this in my first episode about gratitude, where I'm really talking about like some days, like, yeah, I'm just like rattling off like the basics. Like, I'm grateful I know where my next meal is coming from. I'm grateful that I have a bed. I'm grateful that I have a shower. But then once you build that muscle for real, it really just clicks in a way. Like, I was taking a shower the other day and I was like feeling the warm water on me. And I was like, oh my God, I am so grateful I have access to a shower. Like, I am so grateful that I can feel warm water on my body and get clean. Like, gratitude is a muscle, and I do believe that this app, Gratitude Jar, helps you build that muscle. And then combining with the power of Tangerine, where you're tracking those habits, you're stacking your habits, it'll really set you up for success for January 2025. Or January, anytime you listen to this. Evergreen, you know, evergreen episode. Anytime you listen to this, whenever you want to start fresh and new, this app will help you achieve your goals. Or both of these apps combined will help you kind of achieve your goal. So those are the two apps that absolutely saved my life this year. So just to reiterate, we have Tangerine, a habit tracking app, and then we have Gratitude Jar, which is exactly what it sounds like. All right, and that is it for me today. So signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson. Have a great rest of your day. Bye. In Jess We Trust.